This is Twit.
Intel Nook 5i5 RYK-SFF system review. Broadwell meets the Nook.
FFF.
There's just a lot of letters in that name.
Have you used any of these devices?
I've used them at trade shows, as bizarre as that probably sounds.
It's actually a really good idea. If you're going to take a computer to do work on, like, that's about as convenient as you can get. You still got to have a monitor to go with it, but
yeah. Well, I was actually thinking I've used them in vendor booths, actually at trade shows.
I gotcha.
They'd had that stuff running on them. You know, I'm going to just call it. It's a laptop in a box. I mean, you know, it's basically the same amount of computing you would find in an all-in-one, basically strapped to the back of the monitor or in a laptop, except it's in a box so you can use it at home. You got more storage options.
Right.
I don't know. That's probably a cruel and heartless analysis of it, but, you know, they're pretty simple. They're pretty low power. You're not gaming on them. How did Broadwell do? I mean, was there any significant notice? I mean, I was actually more compelled by the DisplayPort and looking at the back. I mean, I probably at this point really look at everything now that's got like a DisplayPort and HDMI and think, you know, streaming box for home theater. Although given that I'm running 1080p, I'm probably just as good with a $35 Raspberry Pi Model 2 as I am with a Broadwell Nook.
You know, the Broadwell part in this is it's faster than Haswell and it's more power efficient, but not by a dramatic amount. It's actually interesting because we've looked at the Gigabyte Bricks using Broadwell, and it actually has a Core i7 part. It's a dual core quad core. I'm sorry, it's a dual core four thread processor in the Bricks, the BX i7H5500 there, but it actually has a faster clock speed than the Intel Nook. The Intel Nook has a Core i5 5250 processor in there, but the Nook has a higher end GPU. So it's kind of odd. The Bricks has a faster CPU. The Nook has a faster GPU. So basically in all of our CPU tests, like the Bricks is a handful of percentage higher, up to 10% or something like that, faster than the Nook based on the same architecture, but with a different processor in there. But when you look at like our 3D Mark results, you get a little bit better GPU score out of the Nook than you do with the Bricks. So kind of an interesting combination there, an interesting comparison. But it's, you know, it's going to be, again, another handful of percentage faster than last generation's Nook, the D5-4250WYK based on Haswell. The main differences with this iteration are more, you know, you get the performance benefits, you get a little bit of a power difference there.
Right.
Internally, you no longer have to install a Wi-Fi card. It is built onto the PCB, so you get 802.11ac built onto the motherboard. You don't have to worry about buying that. The only thing you buy and add to this is memory and storage. And the memory is a pair of DDR3L SODIMMs, and the storage is it's an M.2 slot that supports both SATA and PCI Express. So you can, and when they shipped the sample, Intel actually sent us an Intel SSD 530 series SATA-based M.2 drive, and then a Samsung XP941 PCI Express-based M.2 drive. And, you go from about 540 megs per second read speeds to over a gigabyte per second read speeds when you're using the PCIe version of the storage device there, which is crazy to think about. In such a small device, you're getting a gigabyte per second, SSD performance. You're basically looking at an ultrabook innards, right? So, MacBooks have PCI Express based M.2, or maybe it's not M.2, but PCI Express based SSDs in their system, and some other laptops do as well. So performance is incredibly impressive. But in this, you get gigabit Ethernet, you get four USB 3.0 ports, HDMI, mini display port. It is extensible in that this cover comes off. The top cover will come off now, and you can, they have like the 3D models on their website. So if you have a 3D printer, you can download it, edit it, and print out a lid for it. Obviously, there's not a whole lot of people out there with a 3D printer. But the idea is to have vendors and resellers and system integrators kind of create their own lids for it. Like the Bricks had an NFC connector up top, right? Interface up top. You could do that. We saw some mock-ups that had like projectors, one that had a TV tuner on the top of it, which aids to the capability of it being a home theater PC, for example. You know, you could, you, there's lots of things that you could envision attaching up there. And Intel had, has put a lot of, there's access to PCI Express, there's access to USB, and there's access to power all kind of in that top area for somebody to build into. Yeah. Now, the issue is will somebody actually do it? Will they release these things that actually extend the capabilities of performance? I think the TV tuner is far and away the best idea you've had, right? Because a lot of people might think this is cute and small and quiet and power efficient. We just put it on in the home theater area, whatever. But it doesn't really have a way to get broadcast into it, right? So you get like a TV tuner attached to it, kind of sits on top. Maybe it's got, I don't know how many tuners it actually has in it, one coax connection, and it, you know, you've got that next step into it being kind of a fairly impressive home theater PC. You know, we're still waiting to see what other options they're going to come out with. This is the first iteration of the Broadwell one. If they're going to come out with like a Core i7 with a higher end GPU, or they're going to, I think they're going to come out with like another Braswell version that's kind of like the Atom based thing that's going to be less expensive, even more power efficient, a little bit smaller in that regard too, for people that want the size but they don't need the performance that a full on Broadwell core based design gets you. They're still not cheap. Right, like this is a $375 bare bones kit, and when you add an SSD and memory, you're looking at $500 to $530. And then if you don't have an operating system, you know, you're going to add another $90 on top of that. So if you look at the $600 to $650 range, it's not a budget selection for people, but it's still pretty neat.
You like them
continues
a lot.
To be there. I do, but I understand the mentality for a lot of our readers or viewers that don't, right? Because it's not a fully configurable PC. And if you spend $650, you can buy a full-size case and an ATX motherboard and a low-end Intel processor and a discrete graphics card. You can absolutely do all that. This is just not targeted for those particular use cases. Bless you.
Pardon me.